Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to West Side Visions on Blog Talk Radio. This is Brother Tony Bullock with my co-host, Sister Eileen Reed. Sister Eileen Reed, are you there?
I am here, Brother Bullock. How are you doing today?
You know what? I am still sucking air. I am a survivor. I am still here. Dealing with the madness that we deal with in the know, better known as Fresno.
There's a lot of madness going on in Fresno. You are right about that.
And as bad as it is in Fresno, it is crazier worldwide. But we're going to get at it today because tonight we get to talk about something near and dear to our heart, the pride of the valley, the pride of the 93706. We get to talk about Fresno Freedom School.
All right now. Hello. That's one of my favorite subjects, Brother Tony.
Hey, that's one of our favorite subjects. And apparently somebody else went in on this. Let me see who this is at 4976. So let's check this out and see who this is.
All right.
Hello, hello. Good evening, Brother Bullock and Miss Eileen. This is Shy Joyce.
Know that voice.
Whoop, whoop.
How you doing, sis?
Hey, I am doing well. Thank you so much for asking.
All right.
You know what?
This is wonderful.
I want to welcome you back to the show because it ain't like you're a stranger, but you have been kind of, you know, missing in action. But you know what? You're here tonight, and you're here because I know just like me and Sister Reed, Sister Shy Joyce can tell you some things about that Fresno Freedom School.
Yes, she can. Oh, yes. She's an integral part of Freedom School. Well, sure, for sure.
I'm so excited about it. I am so excited about the opportunity. I really am from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, see.
You know.
I promised myself I wasn't going to get all misty and everything, so I'm going to try hard. All right.
You're going to try hard, but we know you're going to do it because, you know, you sister water bags and you'll do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed. I'm proud to have shallow water. That's what's important to me.
That's right.
That is true. No. I'm going to let you take the lead about where you want to go with the show because you know I could be talking all day about Freedom School, so I'm just going to sit back.
Well, first and foremost, want to give a shout-out to the president of Fresno Freedom School this year, Sister Eileen Reed, who in 2018, when I returned to the city, and I had decided that I was going to hide out in my fortress of solitude, she just would not leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. I was a pest, y'all.
See, I was trying to stay in my own little lane to deal with some things that I had going on in my life. And this sister was determined that I was not going to walk alone. She was determined that she was going to once again make me a viable part of a community.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank her for that.
You are most welcome.
Great.
But you got to tell people why you were in your fortress of solitude because you were going through some things. We don't have to get into any details, but you would do the same for me. And that's what family is, and that's what Freedom School is. We're a family. You know, we're a family, and we have to look out for one another. So,
You know, it was a rough road because, as you know, I'd had some personal tragedy in my life, and you know, I'm not like most people. Grief is something that I've always had a problem dealing with and trying to put it in my life to where I can deal and work with it. And but after I got to know, you know, reacquaint myself with my good friend that I've been kicking it with since the fourth grade, and I got to meet Pastor Harrison, I started to realize that there was something going on that I could be a part of, they needed help with. And then I started meeting our kids in Freedom School.
Right. Yes.
And that's, in all honesty, was all it took. More than the adults, these kids just kind of took me by the hand, like, come on, Uncle, hang with us. We got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have never looked back.
Right.
And as you guys know, down through the years, it's been a real cool ride. But this year, I'm just going to say it. Even though we had an amended season this year was the bomb. We had four sessions of nothing but pure joy and glory. And we put it out there. We represented the 93706.
That's right.
You're right. You are right. And I would like to hear because I'm gonna be talking for a long time. You know, during this time that we have here on the air, but I want to just, you know, welcome again and say thank you to Sister Shaquila Joyce, who is our newest board member at this time. And I want to ask you, Sister Shai, why, you know, because I was so happy and joyful that you accepted, you know, coming on board with Freedom School. But I want to hear from you, like, your feelings about Freedom School and why you decided to come on board with us.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, absolutely. Well, again, good evening, good evening. Thank you so much for inviting me to your show. Hope you had a wonderful day. Fresno Freedom School, to answer that question, Miss Eileen, which is, she's the president of Fresno Freedom School. So I am from Fresno, from West Fresno, and I want to say maybe 5-6 years ago, I started seeing Fresno Freedom School out in the community at a few, like, community events. I remember seeing Miss Eileen and Maria, may she rest in high powers, at the Boys and Girls Club a few times. You know, they were making some eggplant pizza, and they had all kinds of stuff with these students. And I'm like, wow, that is so awesome. Look at these students, and look at how creative they are and how happy and joyful they are for what they are learning about gardening. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't even known at that point in time, this was about 5 or 6 years ago, I hadn't even known at that time about Fresno Freedom School, but I saw the face of Fresno Freedom School. And so from that point of time, and that was some years ago, like, wow, these children, they captured my heart. And whoever ideas this, I mean, they are doing some amazing things in this city. And so I didn't think anything else about it. I just kept on, you know, living, going to work, and every once in a while I'll see Fresno Freedom School pop up again at the Juneteenth events and things like that. And at that point, I never saw Pastor Harris. I will always see your face and Miss Maria at that point in time. And so, make a long story short, so that was back then. So going forward, I became a member at Free AME Ministries. Okay. And Pastor Pastor Harris was talking about Fresno Freedom School, and I just put two and two together. I said, wait, Fresno Freedom School? And he's like, yeah, I'm the founder. I'm like, I've never seen you before. I've seen your name on things. I've heard of your name, but I've never physically saw you. This is crazy. Right. I said, oh, my gosh, you are the reason for Fresno Freedom School. Wow, this is amazing. And so he just started talking about there's been some changes and over the years how, you know, with the pandemic and things like that, how the children, you know, were not showing up because of the pandemic, of course. We can't do too much.
Right.
But then he started showing me the garden out in front of Free AME.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, and our students, they're doing this. This is part of Fresno Freedom School. This is what they're doing. And I want to introduce you to our president, Miss Eileen. I was like, that name sounds familiar. So when I met you, I'm like, oh, my gosh, now I'm putting two and two together. That's the lady from back in the day that I saw at the gym pop-up and at the Boys and Girls Club. And so when I met both of you together, everything just started coming together.
Yes.
Like, okay, right? The understanding started coming together. And being the woman that I am, I'm from West Fresno. I have a true heart and compassion for our children, for all youth, all ages there. And growing up, what I wanted to do, people always ask me, Shai, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do? And I always said, you know what? I just want to be the person that I needed growing up. Don't put a tag or anything, whatever that means. I want to be a leader. I want to be a speaker. I want to inspire. I want to motivate, encourage the youth, whatever that looks like. So whatever position, whatever title that is. And so going back to when I met you and Pastor Harris, it just made sense. When you all were talking about getting things going for Fresno Freedom School again and getting some volunteers and getting some sessions started, I was very, 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 very honored when you and Pastor asked me to come aboard, and I did not hesitate. I didn't say, you know how sometimes you let me put my foot in, let me put my toe in the water first. Let me see. And I said, no, this is for our youth. Our youth is our future. My gosh, I don't know anything about gardening. I know how to grow a few plants, but actual food, I don't know anything about that. So coming on aboard, thank you so much again for the opportunity, but coming on aboard and just everything just coming together and flowing together naturally, like nothing was rehearsed, nothing was forced. Everything was just alignment and purpose, and it felt
organic,
so amazing. Oh, my God. Learned so much from those students. I've learned a lot from the students and from you all, your leadership. And I'm just following you all's lead. So thank you so much for having me. Truly from the bottom of my heart, I've learned so much.
Well, you know what? You have that light shining out, Ms. Shai. And so I'm grateful that Pastor, you know, saw that and saw that in you. And he came to me and he said, you know, I have somebody I want you to meet that might be good for the board. And I'm like, okay, well, everybody who knows Reverend Dr. Floyd Harris knows that he loves people and he loves everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, here we go. But he was right. You know, he was right. And I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, after the three of us met for dinner and we talked about, you know, the kind of work we do with kids. And I said to Rev, I said, you know what? You hit that one on the head. She does have a light. She's very, you know, outgoing and bubbly. And I've seen, you know, I saw the Double Dutch things that you had put online because Rev was telling me about the work that you've done. And I was like, oh, okay, this is really good because one of the things we do at Freedom School, in addition to growing organic vegetables, is to promote a healthy lifestyle, and that's why we have the nutrition classes and the healthy cooking
and you've been instrumental in making that happen this summer. But so I want to thank you, Shai. I really want to thank you. And
thank
I'm going to back up.
You.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
I want to back up and just give everybody an overview. I'm hoping before the evening is done that Reverend Harris calls into the show. But, Brother Tony, if you don't mind, I'm going to take just a couple of minutes and give an overview of Fresno Freedom School.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you to do that, and it's funny that you brought up something that I was sitting here thinking about, and I was thinking, you know, having seen Sister Shai Double Dutch, I was thinking she would and you brought it out because, you know, good minds think alike. She's a perfect person to be with these kids, and lo and behold, that's what happened.
Yeah,
amen. Thank you.
And in addition to her praise dancing, but we're going to circle back around to that. So for everybody who's listening, Fresno Freedom School was already in operation when I came on board in 2016, and it's been going for about 12, it could be more like 14 or 15 years.
We're at 14.
The Reverend Dr. Floyd Harris, along with Jean Kennedy, put the school together. And I think initially they were working with just young boys. But when I came on, myself and Sister Maria, you know, we really advocated for girls to be a part of this. And I'm glad that we did because it's beneficial to things that we live. And basically, our ag program is one of the larger programs that the kids really seem to take to, and it really is our one of our stellar and bigger programs. But we do have other programs that we do in different parts of the year, and we do have we've had book clubs in the past. We've had sewing classes. Right now we're looking for knitting and crochet instructors. They're going to be doing auto mechanics and landscaping in the fall. And we have a nutrition class that's tied in with the ag class. And we also have healthy recipes where we do demo classes. Sister Shai's been instrumental in that. And we don't just pick anybody to do or teach our kids. You know, we're looking for adults and volunteers and parents and caregivers who are experienced. You know, our nutritionist is a certified holistic nutritionist. Her name is Sarah Devitt, and she is just wonderful. And blessings to us. And she has agreed to be a board member. She's going to be coming on board, I think, in September. With a couple of other board members. So Freedom School, for lack of a better term, is a wraparound program. And Reverend Harris and I are identified on some contact, you know, emergency contact numbers for some of our students. We've had to go to the schools to see about some things when parents couldn't be there. They're at work or, you know, otherwise indisposed, and we show up for the kids and we advocate for them no matter what. We have kids who might be in foster care. We have kids who have, you know, two-parent households. We have kids who are living with grandma or auntie, and that's okay. And the main thing we want to get across to our kids is that they are just fine, whatever situation they happen to be in, because if they come to Freedom School, we are going to care for them. We're going to keep them safe. We're going to teach them some things, and we're going to let them know about their history. And I say it often that this is an African and African-American-based program, but we welcome everybody.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And
so that's basically
the overview of
Freedom School.
Yes, indeed, and that is the most important thing, what you just said right there, Sister Reed. Yes, we are an African-American program. That is our basis. That is our foundation. But our doors are open to everyone. Want to give a shout-out to our master gardener, Miss Nancy.
Yes.
And
Nancy Godwin.
She was awesome.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, the kids love her. She got in there with those kids, and it was like the Pied Piper. They loved it. The projects that she worked out with them and the things that she did with them, they were just overjoyed. They had way too much fun with her.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that last session we did, Nancy put together some gift bags for the rest of us and laid out a whole table full of hollyhocks and different seedlings and things like that. So big shout out to Nancy Godwin. We really appreciate your support. And she is also a raging granny.
Yes, she is one of the raging grannies. Our very, very, very loud singing group that hangs out with us from time to time, and I'm always glad to see them.
I love raging grannies. Well, you know, one thing that stood out to me the most, what you said, Miss Eileen, when you said, you know, that Fresno Freedom School, you know, accepts all children, which is true, all children, all backgrounds. But of course, it is, you know, African. We're teaching our African American children the most. The reason why is because these things have been taken away from us. And if we go back into history, our people, we're agriculture. We're the ones who did the agriculture. We were the ones out there farming. We were the ones, you know, the sharecroppers and all of that. So taking it back to the basics. And letting these children know, you know, this is a part of who you are, and be proud of it and take it with pride and embrace it. And people fail to realize that farming and gardening, agriculture, there's so much money that is just on the table for these students.
$6 billion annually for Fresno County. Oh. You're right, sis.
Wow. You know, they're missing out on this. Like, oh, you know, it's too hot out there. Oh, no, I don't want to get my hands dirty. Fresno Freedom School, those students, they are different. They're like, no, we like to get dirty. No, we're getting out there. We're learning this stuff. We're going to go out here and pull these weeds. We're going to go do some composting. I've heard of composting. I saw it on a small scale, but Fresno Freedom School is the only composting site in West Fresno right now. Free AME is the only composting site with Fresno Freedom School in West Fresno. And I don't understand why people are not taking advantage of that. Like, bring your coffee grounds, bring your recycled goods so that the students can put that and recycle it and put it right back into the soil. But something else you said was so profound, where you said that you and Pastor Harris, your names are on the emergency cards for these students. That's huge. That says family. That says unity. That says, you know what, we trust you, you know, with our child. We trust you with our son, with our daughters, you know, with our nieces, our nephews in the community. You know, that's what community is about, is come unite, come learn, come break bread, come learn, come teach. So I am just excited from the bottom of my heart.
You know, what you just said about the composting program there, Sister Shy, that right there, like you said, it is the only one on the west side. And you would think, because we have put the word out, that the community would start to pay attention to this and go, you know what, let me hold on to these weekly scraps. On Saturday, take them over to 806 Collins so that these young men can add them to their compost area and help build up the soil, help build it up, take it back to Mother Nature. When I was doing the slideshow for this particular show, I'm sitting there and I'm putting it together, and then it dawned on me as I'm putting it together and I'm looking at these pictures, many of the children that participated in this past Saturday have been with us almost from the start. I ran across a picture of our favorite spokesperson, Miss Marie, when she was an itty bitty bitty.
Yeah.
Wow.
And look at her now. Look
wow.
at her now.
A young
yeah,
lady.
It's the same with Taylon. Yeah.
The same with Taylon, exactly. Look at them now.
Same. Yep, same for Amari. And it's very
you know what?
Rewarding.
Yeah, and it is. Excuse me. I don't know if you guys had a chance to take a look at the slideshow, but I'm quite sure you felt the same way I did, not only looking at those folks, those young folks, but also Sister Maria, who gave us
yes.
everything she had to give to this program and is still,
yes.
you know, a spiritual guiding force with this program because
yes.
she put it out there.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Maria had a
yes,
big heart.
I remember
we
that.
Were lucky to have her working with Freedom School because she had received her master's in education and was developing a curriculum that was unique to Freedom School, having looked at things from, you know, 4-H and USDA and all of that. And all of us bring something different to Freedom School. That was part of Maria's gift, you know, that and working with young people. And and I guess we all love working with kids. That's the main thing. That's our foundation. But we all bring something. And so now, you know, Maria's been gone since the middle of 2020. And it mm-hmm. is a void, but she is our guardian angel. And so everything that we do, we try to
mm-hmm.
honor her, you know, and her memory. And she is on our banner, our Freedom School banner,
mm-hmm.
so that we don't lose sight
yes.
of, you know, what's important.
That's right.
And I want to just make sure that our listeners get a chance. If you are in the Fresno area and you get a chance to look at the July 14th edition of the Business Journal, you will be seeing a picture of Fresno Freedom School on the cover.
That's right.
Staff writer Frank Lopez came out, and he took a couple of days. He interviewed myself. He interviewed Reverend Dr. Floyd Harris, and I was like hoping, I hope he does a nice interview and everything. And you know, he came. He talked to us for about an hour, and then he left. And he says, I'll be back on Saturday. And I think that was like our third session. Well, Frank came that third session. Frank stayed all day.
Mm-hmm.
Frank came back our last session, and Frank stayed
called
the majority of the day. And I told Frank, I said, Frank, if you hang out with myself and Rev and Shy and the kids and Brother Tony, you are going to catch the Fresno Freedom School fever. And lo and behold, y'all, Frank caught the fever and is hanging out.
He caught the fever.
And
you know,
I defy anybody to come to Freedom School and not catch the fever because our kids are awesome. They are.
They really are.
They're just amazing.
They really are.
They
put it out there 100%, you know, and I was thinking back, Sister Arlene, remember when we did the farmer's market at Rev's house?
Yes, I do. I was sitting out front bagging, yes.
Yeah, then I moved to the kitchen because I was making fried okra, and I will never forget my girl Amari, my niece, my baby. Amari rolled up on me and went, Uncle Tony, let me help you cook this. And I was like, you know what? You can do that.
Mm-hmm. She loves to cook.
And we had the greatest time
wow.
in that kitchen.
Yes.
Wow.
And see,
that's
part of the reason why Amari is a very shy girl. And I love her to pieces. She's my youngest, you know, grandniece. And so I just love her to pieces. She's very shy. But see, when it comes to cooking, you and her wheelhouse then. And
yeah.
I just saw
yeah,
Amari,
that's what happens
said.
When
yeah.
that, you know, that's what happens
oh,
when
yeah.
you have an uncle who is actually a trained chef and gets off on cooking. And but it was so cute the way she did it. She crawled up on me and was like, Uncle Tony, you're going to need my help with this. I was like, you know what, Amari? Yes, I am. But come on, girl, let's do this.
Oh, yeah. That's her thing. And that's how we interact with our kids. I mean, we're not trying to hammer them with rules and discipline, although we remind them to be respectful and mindful of others. Because discipline and boundaries is something that is important, because we know, the three of us know, and we understand, and so does Rev, that the world does not always love our kids. The world does not always love them. And so we have to prepare them to deal with the world and to know what rules and boundaries are for self-preservation. Not
That's
because
right.
they're afraid. We have very confident children. But just to understand that, you know, manners, good manners are important. Common courtesy is important. Rules and boundaries are important. And that's, they get all those things at Freedom School. I've had Freedom School kids tell me, you know, Ms. Aline, I like coming to Freedom School because when I come to Freedom School, I don't have to worry about being safe. And I, you know, I'm like, you hear different things, but you don't really know. Well, it turns out that, you know, this particular child had a parent that was hanging out with maybe not so nice people and bringing them to the house and, you know, bringing them around kids. And so this child really struggled. And they said it very matter-of-factly. And I didn't want to scare them and all this stuff. So I'm just listening. You know, I'm listening. And it just struck me that I always want Freedom School to be a safe place for our kids.
Exactly.
And it is, because we have
We
have so many on them.
We go through great strides, and we take great pride in making sure that our children have a safe environment to learn and also play in. You said, we don't go overboard trying to hammer them with discipline and, you know, you got to march, you got to do this, you got to do that. No. They respect the boundaries they are given. And I can tell you, honestly, they do enjoy themselves, because that third session, I could still see little Miss Nefertiti just having the time of her life out in that demonstration garden.
Yes. I was out there with him.
Goodness. I know. He was dancing in the garden. It was the cutest thing. I have a video clip of her just being so free and so happy, skipping through the garden. The cutest thing ever.
Just a kid being a kid.
Yeah. Gardening is very therapeutic. Being outside, I mean, it is hot, but playing in the dirt, you know, and I really, this last session, when they released those ladybugs.
The ladybugs? Yes.
That was it for me. I was like, okay.
That was way too cute and funny.
It was.
But notice that not only did they release the ladybugs, they also realized they got it down to the science that, hey, the ladybugs eat the white flies, they eat the aphids, they take care of the plants, they are our friends.
Yes, they are. Yes.
They explained that to our special guest.
Who was out there. That was cool. We had a special guest our last session, and it was hard. You know what? It took about a month and a half to work back and forth trying to get him there. But our guest was Dean Ralston St. Hilaire from Jordan College of Agriculture and Technology out of CSUF Fresno, y'all. And Dean St. Hilaire came. And I'm thinking, okay, well, he's, you know, going to be there just maybe an hour or so because it's hot. Well, it turns out he stayed the whole session. And
he called the people.
Yeah, talked to him a lot. More than I did.
Yes, I did. And, you know, speaking with Dean St. Hilaire, I found out you know, his journey has been, like most of us, it has been a wide and far one. He talked about his time in Puerto Rico. He talked about, you know, the work he completed in Iowa and, you know, what his expectations were at Fresno State in that ag department. And one of the things that he really did bring up was getting more young African-American students involved in the agriculture program now. Sister Reed,
absolutely.
You know, like I know, because we were both out at Fresno State, at one time, the ag department was Cowboy Central.
Yeah, it was.
That's what it's taking over the ag
wow.
department.
No,
well, now, yeah, it, you know, if it wasn't, you know, Anglo-Saxon, it wasn't involved. Well, now the ag program, you have a lot of Hispanic students. There's a big contingent of them and Asians and whatnot. So he's trying to get more African-American students familiarized with the program, interested in the program, and there's some scholarships to be had. So I really appreciate him coming out, not only coming out, but spending time with those kids, getting to know those kids, working with them, and seeing what Fresno Freedom School is really about. Not listening to what people in the community are saying. He came and saw
right.
for himself.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he did.
Stayed for lunch. He had so much fun. He stayed for the entire session. I think we should send him a new card and our brother that did the
Actually, we did. I haven't had a chance to share that with you, Sister Shad, but we sent him I'll have to send you the picture. I thought I already had sent you the email, but we sent him a thank you plant of succulents because I know he spent time in New Mexico, too, I believe. But so just to say thank you for coming out and hanging out with us. Because I wanted to, you know, I started to buy him something, you know, when I was out running around in person, but there was nothing there on the display I was looking for. So I just went online and sent him something because he deserved it because he took time out of his busy schedule. I mean, he's the dean of Jordan College.
Right, that's
and
huge.
And he took time to come out
huge.
And see him.
And he got dirty, too. He changed his shoes because I remember the first conversation we had. I said, oh, it's an honor to meet you. And I said, are you planning on getting dirty today? I said, because those shoes, those are some very nice shoes. And he started laughing. He said, oh, these shoes? Oh, this is nothing. I said, okay. I said, well, we're going to get dirty today. So I said, again, you have some very nice shoes on. And he said, oh, I have a pair. I have my garden shoes and my hat and some gloves in the car. So he did say that.
Okay.
Yeah, he did
with
y'all.
That's good looking
you,
out, Shy. That was good
looking out. Shy did. She looked out for him. And one of the other things that he was really impressed with was not only the fact that we were doing compost, but the design of our bins that Pastor and the boys had put together. He was so impressed that he was taking pictures and asking about the material. He was very impressed with the materials they used and how they put it together.
That's
wonderful.
That, he was very impressed.
I didn't even know that he was, number one, impressed. I'm glad that he was. And number two, that he was taking pictures. Again, I'm glad that he was. But the other thing I'm sure that he noticed was the way both of you, myself and Rev, worked together to make this happen for the children. And that is the most important thing to me. He saw us working as a team. And I might be wrong. He might not get the fever, but I think he will. I know that he was given a T-shirt, a Fresno Freedom T-shirt, and I'm sure that that's going to happen because I think I shared with both of you, and I'm sharing with the listeners now, that we had a photo booth that was so fun with funny glasses and different hats and, you know, tiaras and things like that. Well, the photo booth people had a good time, and they caught the Fresno Freedom School fever. You know,
yes, they did.
Yes,
they
did.
They did.
And they promised
and
to come back and be cobbler. I tell you, come to Freedom School.
Yeah, they
school,
did.
You
and if
it.
You just happen to be out there listening out there in the universe, our call-in number is 563-999-3043 because this is a community program, and I'm going to be honest with you. We volunteer. A lot of times we self-fund, but we make sure that our children get to do things top rate. One of the biggest pleasures that I can think of was Fresno Freedom School going to the big Fresno Fair and coming home with ribbons.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about Mickey Mouse ribbons. We came home with real big ribbons. We did some things out at that Fresno Fair, and that's a big deal.
It is
in
an ag area like Fresno County. And there are, you know, there are fairs, district fairs up and down, but the big Fresno Fair is the big Fresno Fair. And so they're competing.
It is known statewide.
That's right. They're competing with other students from other small, you know, towns in Fresno County and earn that. They earn that. And so I can't say enough about Freedom School. You guys know how I gush about Freedom School. I mean, we are famous for our watermelon jelly. They won ribbons for that. They won ribbons for their tomato pie. They made relish. You know, we have held bragging rights competition with our children about their fried okra, which they're also famous for. Brother Tony, you know this because you have picked up some fried okra. And so we are always looking for skilled volunteers who want to come and teachers who want to come. We don't have a lot of money in our program, but we do have enough money to pay instructors, you know, a fee to teach the kids. And so if we get enough people who have these skills and who love children and want to teach these skills, these life skills, please contact us at Fresno Freedom School. And we do have a website. It's www.fresnofreedom.org. And there is a portion on there for volunteers, or you can contact myself or Reverend Harris. And Freedom School stuff is posted all over. So my phone number is out there. Reverend Harris's phone number is out there. But if you want to make a difference in a child's life, get in contact with us. Thank you, Sister Shaw. Get in contact with us and work with Fresno Freedom School because we are investing. You know, we're planting seeds in these kids, and we're going to harvest. The harvest comes later. Reverend Harris's son just graduated this past summer from Southern University, and he has a job with the USDA as a soil, you know, I think it's a soil conservationist, and he's working out of Green Bay, Wisconsin right now.
Amazing.
So Fresno Freedom School will take kids from 5 to 18, and we're trying to go for the littles. And so, you know, we are investing in our future with these children, and they mean the world to us. So if you want to get involved with Fresno Freedom School, contact us and catch it. Catch the fever.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Catch the fever. I definitely have the fever.
Yes, you do.
I definitely have
the
fever. You know what? I started a mini garden out in my patio, and I'm beginning to tend more to my plants. Even talking to them, I understand it's a one of the students said it was what's her name, is it Marie?
So
she says you have to start talking to your plants, Miss Shy. You have to turn on music for them. This is what she said. She said, says the vibration of the frequency. The vibration of the frequency.
They know.
The plants, they love that. And they don't only need the sun and the water, but they need the vibration of the frequency. This young, she is about 10, and she told me that. And I said,
they know.
Okay.
They know.
Yes, they know.
Oh, my goodness.
They are so advanced. They are advanced. She told me that.
And that's the beauty of it. Our young people, they just, you know, a lot of people want to sit back and think, well, you know, those kids go over there and they're probably directing them to do this and do that. No, we're not.
No.
Because
no.
Let's be honest, a lot of times when those kids show up, we sit back and watch them do what they do.
Yes, because they know what to do.
They know how to dig them rows. They know how to go out there and weed them plants. I watched how they adjusted the wires holding up the tomato plants, and they cleaned out the weeds. And they went in and made sure the ladybugs, not only did they release the ladybugs, but they made sure that the ladybugs were released into the plants. They really put their effort into them.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And I got to be honest, this year I watched those young ladies run circles around the boys this year. I just got to be honest. They really went for it.
You
and it was so funny. I mean, the boys are so used to doing this because they've been doing it a little longer, and they'll go out there and do what they do. But the girls go out there. Not only do they do things, but they pay attention to detail to what they're doing.
Mm. They took ownership.
They go out there with a game plan.
Yeah. They took
ownership.
But that
they
confidence,
did.
That confidence comes from the adults that they work with, because we are mindful when we're teaching them and showing them and talking to them, and they just absorb it. They're like little sponges, and they're absorbing all these things. And, Shai, I'm like you. I am catching the fever. I am getting my backyard all cleared out, and I'm going to install some raised beds, in my backyard. And I have an oversized backyard at the house, at my parents' house that I live in now. And I might wind up with a bunch of weeds, but I'm giving it a shot. So pray for me.
You got to get the show.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I don't plan. I don't. But I'm going to get out there and try.
Ladies,
I love
it appears we have another caller on the line. So let's find out who this is dipping in and see what's going on. So 4277, holla at us.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Harris.
Hello.
Step through the door. Fearless leader. The man who put this all together. The man who brought the pride back to 93706. It is our founder, our leader, the man with the plan, Dr. Reverend Floyd Harris. Dr. Harris, how you doing this evening?
Yeah.
And no, we just want to appreciate all of you. And I, right now in my life, anytime I come in contact with people, I really want to tell them how much I appreciate them. And we just want to say how much, I appreciate everyone and all that, the people who have came 12, 13, 14 years ago to build a Freedom School, past board members, parents, people like yourself, board members. And, one of the things that I always tell my members at church, and people ask me how I'm doing, I always tell them that everyone's happy and I'm tired. That's good. It's a good tire. You know, the thing to liberate black people, it's going to take a lot of work because we're so broken. You know, our families are broken and our communities are broken. And so it really takes special people to love our people and, you know, to love them unconditionally. And the children is our future, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my grandma passed that on to me. I didn't know she was doing it at the time. But it's because of Bertha Harris why the Freedom School was built in her spirit, because she built it inside of me. And so, you know, all of us are going to die one day. All of us are going to cross that bridge that we see people cross before us. And the question is that what legacy are you going to leave
those
coming after you? And I don't really think a lot of people think about that because we're too busy, we're working all the time. But God calls certain people for certain tasks. And so the Freedom School, you know, I'm just so proud of it, you know. We do all that we can with limited funds. You know, there's people that could donate that don't donate.
That's true.
And it's okay, because, you know, God, we don't do what we do for grants. We do what we do for the love of our children, and we want to see them be successful. And, you know, this past summer was so profound, so good, so rich. The children had fun. You know, the volunteers were there, parents were there, new faces were there. You know, right at the church that I pastor, Free AME, right in the Golden West Side of Fresno.
That's right.
You know, that's where it all starts at, right there. And, you know, and, you know, heads up to, you know, all of our board members that participated there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sky's the limit now. You know, I tell people our boat is going to leave the dock. If you want to stay on the dock, that's your business.
That's right.
But our plane is getting ready to leave the terminal. And so we got to get somewhere right now. And black folks is the last hired in the first spot, you know.
Exactly.
We have to build. We have to be carpenters. We have to be cement layers, you know.
Come on.
You know, sheet rockers to really build this institution for what God has called it to be at this time. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm here today. I could be gone tomorrow, but the spirit that God has given me, the spirit that God has given all of our board members to really push excellence. Excellence is what we want. God wants from us. Excellence is what we push for our children. And
that's
fine. We have put over 113 kids in the HBCU colleges. And that's something to feel proud about.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's real something to be briefed about.
My son just graduated from Southern University. He's the founder of the Freedom School, you know. He was one of the first kids that that worked the land. It was on the tractor, you know, and he comes back and he mentors the other children. You know, a lot of our children don't have fathers. You know, we deal with a lot of children that's foster care, that comes with a lot of trauma, that comes with, you know, third generation grandparents, and we love them unconditionally.
Yeah, we do.
And so, you know, I just want to give head, you know, just thanks to all of you. I don't want to hold the call too long. But, you know, like I said, we may be planning something for this winter. And
yes.
I just hope to pray that, you know, whatever it is, that it's educational and that it's fun. And as I told our board members the other day, we were talking about, well, what's next? And I said, well, what's next is, I said, have you ever seen Central High School? They said, yeah. So have you ever seen Edison High School or Bullard or Plain or Roosevelt or even Buchanan High School out in Clovis? They said, yeah. I said, well, just look at Freedom School on that level next, because that's where we can get our own unified school district, Fresno Freedom Unified School District. So that's what my vision is. We hope that God bring the right people. And Brother Tony, I'm going to give the floor back up. But thank you, my brother, for hosting us tonight on your radio show. We appreciate you. We love you.
Let me be real honest with you. I appreciate that, but let me be real honest with you. Without you being that guiding force, we wouldn't be sitting here doing this show tonight.
That's right.
See? There are times, and I love my nephew, there are times when he will play the modest role, but I'm going to be honest with you. Tonight, you ain't got to be modest. Why? Because you put this in motion, and we appreciate it. Do you know that because you put Fresno Freedom School in motion, we now have a Fresno Freedom School South down in Bakersfield, and it's Sister Diane Bruton, who is Sister Maria's niece.
That's true.
Okay. We have a Fresno Freedom School in, I believe, Sanger. We have a Fresno Freedom School North in Chowchilla.
Yep.
That's all because of Dr. Reverend Floyd Harris, Jr. Because you had a vision.
That's true.
I don't mind walking with you, brother. I don't mind answering the call. I don't mind answering the bell. Why? Because the little close-knit group that I work with are good people. And we stand for something that's very important. That's that next 2 to 3 generations coming behind us. Like Sister Reed, I have more years behind me than I have in front of me. But while I am here, let this Tiger for Life do some good. And I plan on doing that. And that's what we do over at Freedom School.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do.
We're going to work hard for them kids. And they know we're going to work hard for them. So, again, Pastor, I'm giving you your flowers now because you deserve them, my brother.
Yeah, you do. It's your vision, Jeff.
All right. Thank you all. We'll see you all soon. And like we always say, power to the people whose streets are streets. People united will never be divided. And long live the gorilla. Fresno Freedom School in the house. We the best in the West because we take no mess. All right.
That's right. All right, Pastor. Sister Reed, you know I always say, when it comes to Fresno Freedom School, we are often imitated but never duplicated. There's a whole lot of programs out
there. I was hoping.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole. We are often imitated but never duplicated. There are a lot of programs out there.
Yeah, say it.
Who have.
There
are a lot of programs out there who have tried to pinch off a little bit of this and tried to pinch off a little bit of that. But they hate us because they ain't us. They cannot do what we do.
I love that. I love
they cannot do what we do. Our kids bring the noise.
Yeah, they do.
And they do it with style and class because they've been taught with style and class.
That's right. That black excellence ain't no joke. And, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Brother Tony. I'm not sure exactly how much time we have because I've been doing so much laughing and tee-hee and just, you know, tearing up that I have not been really being mindful of the time. But
girl, please, we got another 60 minutes. Do what y'all want to do.
Okay.
Knock yourselves out.
Because,
Sister Shine, I
want to
hear more from you.
Y'all
go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was listening to you, Ms. Reed. What were you saying?
Oh, okay. I was just going to say that I have been honored to be a part of Freedom School, and I've been honored to be, you know, to serve as president. And, you know, I have done this for about 5, going on 6 years, and so nobody is going to last forever in any position. But as long as I'm able to serve Freedom School, I'm going to do that. Not necessarily as president, because I'm going to probably transition out and give somebody else a chance to wear that title. But I, as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to be working for and with the kids and the volunteers and the other board members at Freedom School. I cannot think of anything that has made me prouder than to stand in unity with the brothers and sisters, the volunteers, and the children of Freedom School, because this is what black unity looks like. This is what black excellence looks like. This is what we want to model for our students. This is the bond that our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our ancestors had to be able to survive in this country. And we're not going to let anybody tell us that we are not good enough, because God has given us everything that we need to survive and thrive in this world. And our kids are not going to be denied anything. They can do and be anything. So it was so funny. I was thinking when the dean was telling us how many black students aren't in the ag program, and I'm thinking if they want Freedom School kids, they're going to have to show us something, because our kids are the best.
They are
the best. So I just
wanted
to say that.
Correct.
And okay, I'll have to tear up about that, but I just wanted to get that out there. Sister Shy.
I just feel like I'm just coming in. I'm new, so I'm a fly on the wall. But the fly on the wall, that's the best place to be right now. I understand to be a leader, you have to learn to be a good follower.
Mm-hmm.
And by what I say by following, I'm following the youth. I'm following their lead, because they've been doing this for practically half of their life. Even if they're, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old or whatnot, half of their life is what they
know.
This is part of their life. I'm just now getting into this. So I'm just now getting into it as far as, you know, the gardening piece goes and things like that. But working with the youth, I've been working with the youth for over 20 years, you know, on very different capacities, and working in the community, you know, coordinating events and community outreach for over 20 years. So this is just a very exciting time. I just feel like I'm a fly on the wall, and I'm just, you know how a fly, when the fly flies in your house, flies on the wall first, and just kind of chill and just trying to, you know, just taking a look at everything. That's what it feels like. Like, wow, this is so awesome. And I don't know, it's just a very exciting time. Even for the students that I've met, it feels like, and this is the honest to God truth, like I've been knowing them before. Like, I know you guys from somewhere before.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that everything just, and you know what, and children will tell you the truth. If you are not the one, they will let you know.
Yeah, they will.
Oh, yeah, they
bring me on. You need to pick rock. Yes, they will let you know.
That's true.
Those
that
students,
is true.
They just, It is very true. They just connected with me. Like, oh, Miss Shy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I'm like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
look at this baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love you guys. I can honestly say I love you without feeling any weirdness or, you know, like, oh, you're trying too hard or, you know, you don't want to force anything. You know how some people, they want to force a situation.
Mm-hmm.
If that situation is not meant to be, then it's just not meant to be. You need to kick rocks, like really get out of the way. But children are so, they have this thing about them where they have this this honesty about them. And they will let you know if you don't belong there. And so there's children, I know you and Pastor Harris has made me feel very warm and welcoming, but the children is what really matters. Because they can see it on you. You know, they can see things on people. And just this summer, those four sessions this summer have been amazing. Like, and you know, on a Saturday, I have to get up a little extra because I got to put these eyelashes on, okay? I put these eyelashes on for them babies so I can be there. I really don't go anywhere without my eyelashes. I just don't be honest.
I love it.
I have to get up a little extra early and things like that, but that's okay. I said, you know what, Lord, I am working with your children. These are your children. Like, they are our future. And I know it's so cliche that we say that, but it's the truth. Not too long ago, I spoke a word at church. Like, sometimes pastor will have me to speak a word of encouragement for Youth Sunday. And that's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I literally I was shouting, screaming to the top of my lungs, like I don't know what came over me. I was like, "We need you." I was telling the youth, you. Yes, I'm talking to you. We need you. Just like you need your guardian parents or your parents or your mother or your whoever is taking care of you, you need them right now. Well, guess what?
Yes.
We're going to need you too. And so with these students that we're working with, we're going to need them.
Yes,
you know, they may have the secret. They may have the, I don't know, they may have the, I don't know, who knows what's going to happen within 5 to 10 years or anything like that. But they may have the answers to unlock that thing or whatever it is.
But
one of those students that we're working with, they're going to have the answers to how to probably, you know, work in medicine and how to cure cancer. And it's probably through all those plants.
That's
it. You never know.
Exactly.
We're working with herbalists. Yes, we're working with future herbalists. All of those things that they're learning in that garden, you understand, those plants and those flowers and all that kind of stuff, herbs that you can take, that you can dry up those leaves and put into a tea, and it can cure your pain. It can cure headaches and things like that. Those students are a lot more advanced and smarter than what we give them credit for, because not only do they know the farming aspect, but they also have technology. When we were growing up, we didn't have the technology.
Mm-hmm.
I remember telling the students, we didn't have it. I remember telling the students, it's so funny, at church on that Sunday when I was speaking at Youth Sunday, I said, you know what? Michelle is not as young as I think I am. I have to go to that encyclopedia and that thesaurus dictionary to get information. You guys have it right in your palm of your hand. You have this thing called Google. I didn't know what that was. So, and I told them, everything that somebody tells you, you do not ever believe everything somebody tells you. Make sure you always do your own research.
I tell all
of the students that, do your own research. Don't waste time. Do it. Because now you guys have it really quick. It's like microwave.
Yes.
Really quick access. You have easy access to it. So the only thing I just want to say is those students that we're working with, they are going to, I know they are going to be just, oh, my gosh, they're going to be some brilliant, very successful men and women, thriving, and entrepreneurs. That's another thing that we, I think, Fresno Freedom School, that's another thing that we leave out. That's entrepreneurship right there.
That's
you learning
true.
How to
yes,
grow crops and
is.
Stuff like that. Oh, my
that's
God.
Money.
You can make your own salsa. You can put a logo, a label on that. You can send that thing to Trader Joe's. You can
come
be selling
on.
It in the grocery stores. You can do farmers markets, all kinds of stuff. That is entrepreneurship. And so I would love to work with them more on the entrepreneurship piece. I was working on the program, a youth entrepreneurship program, and before the students could even join my program, the first thing was we spent a whole session on talking about entrepreneurship, and I told them I did not hear the word entrepreneurship come out of your mouth if you cannot spell it. We are not going to talk about things if we cannot spell them first and if we do not know the meaning of it. We are not going to be in the street talking about entrepreneurship, but baby, can you spell it? Miss I is going to teach you how to spell it. We're gonna break down these syllables, and we're gonna go ahead and go into the meaning of what it means. And so, so those students, they are amazing. They're family. I look at them as my little nieces, my nephews. I see Tavion, Taylon a lot in our newest edition. Jose, I see them a lot at church on Sundays. You know, they're there with Pastor. They're doing a lot of heavy lifting. May God bless those young men. They are young men. They're not boys.
Yes,
they're men now.
Exactly.
They spent half of their life with you all. That's just amazing.
Yes.
I go back and I look at some of the pictures. I'm like, they were little, like little.
They were little.
That's right, brother. When I put that slideshow together, I was sitting here. And I'm picking out these pictures and I'm putting them up and I'm putting them in position. And all of a sudden, I felt my eyes leaking. And I was like, what? What's going on? But, you know.
Eyes leaking. Huh?
It makes you wonder because you're looking at them and you realize you have watched them take these steps.
Yeah.
They started here, but now they're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I would be remiss if I didn't say this. And I'm going to give a shout out to some volunteers we have. You may not see them that often, but trust me, they are there. Brother Mike King and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Sister Omi Comier and her husband, Dr. Larry Comier. Who not only put their time in, but have been some of our biggest donors. And I can say this in all honesty, if it wasn't for Dr. Comier, I would have left Fresno State long before I did.
Wow.
Because when he was
out there
in the class, when he was out there in his classroom, I used to roll in and kick his door open. He'd just look at me like, all right, what is it? Because not only was he out there at Fresno State, we also went to St. Rest together at the same time. And I knew him growing up. My wife and I both knew him and his wife because they lived in our aunt's neighborhood, and we used to conversate. But there are people who stand with Freedom School. They don't, ask for no shout-outs. But they will come through and do the most for those kids. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they realize that the journey is real.
Oh, yes.
They realize that those children are our future. And any way that they can help them in a positive manner, they're going to do it.
Absolutely. Because they're both educators, too.
Yeah, they are.
Right? They're both educators because I remember Mrs. Comier from Christian Academy. She knows.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and I think Pastor Harris was one of her students at Christian Academy.
Yes, he was.
Way back in the day, you know. And it was over there where the Food Max Shopping Center is at. I remember that like it was yesterday. So I've been around for some generations. Yes, Christian Academy. And Miss Ami is just, I just love her energy and her spirit. Well, on Thursdays when we do the food giveaway, she comes and she helps out in the garden. She just goes get her tools or whatever needs to be done. She's just out there enjoying her time in the garden.
And you know,
every other Thursday.
I can tell you honestly, when it comes to a garden, Sister Comier knows what she's doing, because I can remember one time we went to visit her, and she was in the backyard, and she was working in her home garden. And this little gopher popped up. And she was like, okay. But then the gopher made the mistake of bucking his teeth at her. She looked at him and went, now see, I was going to leave you alone, but now you want to act like you bad. She took a hoe she was working with. She took a hoe she was working with and just scooped him up. She didn't kill him. She just flipped it around to where she could get him on the handle. I mean, get him on the blade of the hoe and tossed him over the fence.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, she tossed him over the fence so he could go out in the field somewhere.
Wow.
And I died laughing.
Yeah.
But when it comes to working a garden, Sister Comier knows her way around a garden. She is, the woman is awesome.
How wonderful
she is
for
awesome.
Her to come and do that. You know, we've been blessed. Freedom School has been blessed in so many ways that, you know, we're blessing. We're getting blessings in ways that we don't even always see. Because, see, I didn't know Ms. Comier came out there that often, and I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's just wonderful that she trusts us enough with what we're doing with children to come out and help us. And that is what family and community is about, and that's why our children are going to succeed no matter what they decide to do in their futures, because what we've helped them lay the foundation. So it's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood. Why? Because we love our kids, and they know that we love them, and we're going to be there for them.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
The most important thing.
And we will always stand for them.
Absolutely.
Always.
And,
so listen. If you want more information about Freedom School, check out our website, like I said before, or contact Reverend Dr. Harris or myself. And, hey, if you want to get in on the winter session, please contact us, because we are going to be doing some fun stuff in the wintertime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, indeed.
I can just imagine it. Yes.
I also want to say I really appreciate Sister Shy stepping in tonight. I know that she stays busy, and I'm going to tell her the same thing that I have told Pastor and several other folks. You always have an open invitation, and the reason why I tell you that is this. You always on the move, young lady, and I knew that you were involved with the California Reparations Board, and every once in a while, stop in. Let us know what's going on with that. We'd appreciate it. And
I can't say one thing just before we go. I have been trying. So I was showing up to the Bay Area, my face being present and representing for Fresno for the Central Valley, because I would have loved for them to start a committee here in Fresno. Like our voices need to be heard too. And so our voices should be heard. So when they have their last meeting up there in March, and that was around the time of my birthday, and my ex-mother-in-law ended up passing away. So I was back and forth to Oakland around that time. And she, you know, lived in Oakland, so her services and stuff was up there. And then so I was doing like two things at one, going up there for that and for the for the meeting, and of course for her services. And so I was like in their face, like I was always front and center, you know, representing for Fresno. Where are you from? Fresno, Fresno, Fresno. Like let everyone know. They're like, from Fresno. It's people out here from LA and San Francisco and Oakland. I was like, and so what? I'm from the Central Valley. I'm black here in America, and we deserve reparation. We all of California, like all of us here in America.
And you from Edison.
Reparations. But, and
that's
that part too, if they want to get with the nitty gritty, right? Well, the legislative and the and some of the some of the legislators and some of the representatives there, what I did was I took it upon myself to meet them. I introduced myself, and I demanded that they give me their, you know, their email addresses. So I've been emailing them like crazy. I'm staying on them.
Right.
Please, please contact
That's
me.
Wonderful.
We would love to start a committee here in Fresno. We would love a committee, and I already got my team because, Brother Bullock, you would be on the team. Miss Eileen would be on the team. I'll be the pastor on the team.
All right. That's one team member right there.
That's right. We have a team. We already have a team. And we have a team, you know. And so that was my imagination with that. And I'm just waiting on an answer. They just left me hanging. That last meeting was in March, and we'll see what it looks like in this winter or in next year. I haven't heard any more information from that. So we're just on standby. I'm just sitting waiting for an answer.
Right,
like,
here.
Okay,
we're
ready to hit up the Central Valley.
Yes. Yeah.
All
so right.
It's
well,
been
great
crazy.
Great work, Sister Shy. Great work. Yes.
Yes. I hope they reach out because that would be awesome to have a – I mean, it wouldn't make any sense to do – just have a committee in L.A. and San Francisco and Bay Area. I understand those are larger cities, but here in the Central Valley, what about us? Our voices
well,
should be heard, too.
We're a smaller number, but we are mighty. We ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah. We know how to bring the heat, and we know how to make it work.
They need to come see about us. They're missing out. That's right. I
have enjoyed talking about the Pride of the West Side tonight, the Fresno Freedom School. As I say, often imitated but never duplicated. They hate us because they ain't us. We come correct. And our children is what make it go. They are the driving force. We just point them in the right directions, but they are the driving force. And I can tell you, I am always so proud of them. And you know, if I don't do nothing else in my lifetime, I will enjoy my time with my Fresno Freedom School kids. You know, I think back to when I was a probation officer and when I worked Child Protective Services. This is a whole different journey. Because when I worked Child Protective Services, I was trying to make sure there was no harm befalling anyone. When I worked probation, I was trying to make sure children stayed on the right path. Well, I do a little bit of that at Fresno Freedom School, but for the most part, I just kind of watch over them, help direct them to do what they need to do. And so far, it's been a beautiful thing. And I am very proud to put on that black and gold shirt that says Fresno Freedom School, Catch the Fever. And trust me, if you hang out with us, you're going to catch the fever. It's going to happen. Stop saying there's nothing going on in the community. Stop saying there's nothing going on in the community because it is. And that's Fresno Freedom School. Sister Eileen, say what you're going to say in parting and finish up on the floor, and then we're going to take it home.
Okay, well, y'all know what I'm going to say. I said every Tuesday and Thursday, this is about a mindset, people. This is about a mindset. So I want you to stay black until we get back with you. Brother Tony?
Yes, indeed. Sister Shy, would you like to have something to say in closing?
I would like to say thank you so much again for having me. I'm just so excited for what's going on in our community with Fresno Freedom School and the students, and be blessed and stay true.
Yes, indeed. And I'm going to tell y'all what I always tell y'all, each one, reach one, teach one. Those of you proficient with your arms, take your folks to the range, get them trained up, get them registered, start a neighborhood watch, start a cop watch, watch the people who are watching us. As we continue forward in 2023, keep your family strong. Fresno Freedom School, that's what we about, strength. We about teaching positivity. If you have young black people at home, get them involved. If you have young non-black people at home, get them involved. Our doors are open to everyone. We are everyday people, and we looking out for children, period. Y'all stay safe, love one another, and until this upcoming Thursday, we'll holler.